From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continued today. Speaking in the city of Beirut, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow and accusing them of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS, and saying by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial activities or humanitarian aid. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group reported Wednesday that Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy inside Syria near the Turkish border, killing 7 and wounding 10. Russia reacted angrily after Turkish fighter jets shot down the warplane Tuesday, threatening ties between the two countries on the opposite sides of the Syrian war and raising fears of a wider international conflict. The detention of two prominent journalists in Turkey is provoking national and international criticism, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of two leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges. Dündar, speaking before his trial on Thursday, expressed defiance. He said he and Gül are journalists, not traitors or spies. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Also today, Russia announces it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande, presiding over today's National Memorial Service for Victims, promised to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. The commemoration held at the Paris Invalides National Monument began with a somber reading of the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Stéphane, 39 ans.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
Jean-Jacques Amiot.
It has been 2 weeks since Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off suicide vests and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. The ceremony was attended by top French leaders and world leaders, as well as the families of the victims and some of the hundreds injured in France's worst-ever terrorist attack. German police say they have released two men arrested last week on suspicion of planning a serious attack against the state. Police told local media no evidence was found to hold the men who were detained on the outskirts of Berlin following a raid on an Islamic cultural center. Following the raid, authorities cleared the area surrounding the men's vehicle, which was said to contain a suspicious object. That object turned out to be harmless, no weapons or explosives located. Authorities said the men's ages are 28 to 46, but they have not released their identities or information on any alleged plot. Chicago police say they have arrested someone in the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy whose alleged gang-related death has sparked outrage in that city. In a press conference on Friday, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy announced the arrest of 27-year-old Corey Morgan, charged with first-degree murder in what he called the unfathomable targeted execution of Tyshawn Lee. McCarthy said another person believed involved in the case is already in custody and a third is being sought. Chicago police say the boy was lured into an alley and killed because of his family's gang involvement. Special forces in Mali have arrested two men in connection with last week's attack on a luxury hotel in Bamako that left 19 people dead. A statement from the military Friday said both men were arrested in Bamako, and questioning them will shed more light on motivations of the attackers, but they did not specify exactly how they're believed connected in the attack. Two West African militant groups claimed joint responsibility for the November 20th attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel. Two gunmen, carrying assault rifles and explosives, stormed into the facility in the early morning hours, firing in the lobby and killing several security guards. And police in Bangladesh are trying to identify and track down the gunman who opened fire inside a Shiite mosque Thursday evening, killing one man, injuring three others. The U.S.-based Site Intelligence Group, which monitors online activities of radical groups, reports the Islamic State has claimed responsibility. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.